Hi, and welcome to this podcast. My name is Frederik Langenscheld. I'm a senior investment specialist at UBP covering alternative investments. Today, I will give you an update on UAccess Trend Macro, including a review of the recent performance and the manager's positioning in the context of the current reflationary environment. Let me start by an executive summary. The fund continues to perform strongly so far in 2021 in an environment that remains volatile for markets. It generated profits on its reflation theme that started in 2020, both in developed and emerging markets. The strategy has tended to perform well in previous episodes of increasing interest rates, such as the taper tantrum in 2013 and the quantitative tightening of 2017-2018. The portfolio is currently well positioned to benefit from an increase in interest rates, higher inflation, and stable or higher energy prices. Let me now go through the performance update. As of March 3, 2021, the fund has a positive performance of 5.75% year-to-date net of fees relating to Class B in US dollars. This performance was achieved mainly thanks to short positions on interest rates in developed markets, long break-even inflation positions in Europe, long local currency sovereign bonds, as well as corporate credit in emerging markets. While in 2020 most of the performance came from credit in emerging markets, in 2021 it comes from rates in developed markets, highlighting the ability of the manager to generate a diversified stream of returns both by asset class and by region. This good performance comes on the back of two strong years with plus 9.17% in 2019 and 10.55% in 2020. In an environment that has been unstable and challenging, the investment team managed to generate those returns with a limited level of volatility. I will now go through the portfolio positioning and market views. Since last year, the investment team has been of the view that the unprecedented stimulus provided by governments and central banks would allow economies to strongly recover in 2021. This was later reinforced by the good news on the vaccine front. In other words, the fund has been positioned for a global reflation since the second quarter of 2020. Historically, the team has been early positioning itself to such environments of increasing interest rates and have been able to benefit from them, as in 2013 during the taper tantrum and in 2017-2018 during the quantitative tightening. Between April and May of 2013, while US 10-year yields increased by 100 basis points, the fund was up 2.77%. And between September 2017 and February 2018, when the US 10-year yields increased by 90 basis points, the fund was up 15.38%. As the Fed has shifted monetary policy to long-term inflation targeting, allowing it to temporarily overshoot, the investment team does not expect a tapering in 2021, nor an overreaction to an orderly increase in interest rates, which is their main scenario. It expects the US 10-year yields to reach pre-COVID levels during Q3 of 2021. If, on the other hand, the increase in rates is sharp and markets become very volatile, the Fed may intervene. If this happens, the team would reduce risk as some of the price targets would have been reached already. The team expects the ECB to follow the path of the Fed in this flexible approach regarding inflation. The EU probably has one of the most pro-cyclical fiscal policy it has ever had. Market conditions are also supportive for an increase in oil prices. As economies recover and demand picks up, inventories will go down and supply will struggle to keep up, given the lack of capex and the strict production restriction by the OPEC. This should allow EM countries positively impacted by an increase in the price of oil to improve their fiscal condition and their bonds to continue to recover. There are currently two main themes in the portfolio. In addition to the global reflation, the other main theme, which is somewhat linked, is the emerging markets recovery or reach for yield. There are also risk-off hedges to limit the downside in the case of a significant market sell-off. You will find more information on these themes in the flash notes that is related to this podcast. In summary, the team believes that we are getting to an environment of strong global growth with increasing yields and a slight pickup in inflation and continuous recovery in emerging markets. The portfolio should do very well in such environment. The main risks to this scenario are A, negative developments on the COVID front, B, stronger than expected tightening by China, and three, a premature tapering by the Fed. Now, how does this fund fit in the context of a global portfolio? For the next 2 years, the opportunity set for the strategy looks compelling, and the expected return for the fund is elevated at a net 10 to 12% per annum. This attractive source of return should be uncorrelated to traditional assets within clients' portfolios of equities and bonds, and so be considered as a diversifier of risk, whilst increasing the overall potential return. Thank you very much for your attention. If you require further information, please don't hesitate to contact us.